what Amnesty International is saying is devoid of the real facts on the ground. The government, including the national government as well as the government of the state, form an investigation committee. And that investigation committee is going ahead. They are carrying out investigations in order to find the source of the problem. Secondly, the state government and the state assembly, together with the civil society organization, plus the public, they have implemented the point of contest, which was the transfer of the two county headquarters out of Wau, the one to Bagari and the one to Nyinakpo. These have already moved to their various counties now. The headquarters have been moved. The community, as well as the state authorities, as well as the state government, they have already reconciled, and there is a good atmosphere of working together. The rest of the investigations are going ahead to see what were the criminal incidences that occurred during the crisis. So what Amnesty International is saying, Amnesty International is behind time. They don't know what is on the ground. I would invite them to come and see. People have reconciled. The government is working smoothly. The county headquarters have accepted to transfer to the new places they have been transferred to. Population, civil population and various ethnic groups have reconciled. Why do they need to stir up intra-ethnic fighting? Is that what Amnesty International is all about? I would invite them to come and see the situation on the ground. It is not true what they are saying. The investigations are going up and the legal structures will go ahead and punish those who have been found to have contravene the law. That is the function. This is a democratic government elected on democratic basis. It is not a dictatorial government, as they would think.
The other criticism, Your Excellency, is that Amnesty International is saying that there are no members of the security services who were arrested, whereas they were understood to have gotten involved in some of the violence, the shooting especially.
No, the arrest including everybody, whether you are in the security establishment, you are a civilian and you are implicated, all will be arrested and investigated until when they are proved innocent, they will be released. So the investigation is covering everybody.
What about the accusation that people were being arrested without proper arrest warrants?
No, that is not true. This is a country that has a constitution. Our constitution does not allow any law enforcement agency to arrest anybody without a warrant of arrest. That is an exaggerated story made out of. There's no way you can do it in the Republic of South Sudan. We are a constitutionally elected government that runs its administration through constitution. You cannot arrest a citizen without a warrant of arrest. That is not true. That's why we are inviting them to come on the ground instead of sitting in London and releasing those statements. Let them come and we will be happy to receive them here. And they go down to Wau, to the western state of Bahr Ghazal, where they will actually see things on the ground themselves, rather than sitting in London collecting stories in the internet, which are not correct.